This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
First hour of 2026 on this show has concluded. Now into the 7 o'clock hour. Good morning. Happy Monday from all of us here at 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you until 10 o'clock. And then I'm assuming that 10 to 2 Ruckus crew with Cody Gold and Drew will be back. Can't wait for Drew to get here. He took one of my tweets out of context.
Oh, he did?
I don't know. Something. I was just like, you know.
I feel bad. We bonded in Topeka. I really had a good time with Drew. And I'm sorry that he took your tweet out of context.
Yeah. He was just like, what a world. Chiefs celebrated a ninth pick. And like, dude, that's not what I'm celebrating. I'm just giving stats at the end of the season. You know? 1-5 against the AFC West. Didn't beat a playoff team. Last win, November 23rd. And then it just, you know.
Like, it was really good that they ended up losing these last three games because from what I've been told, and as you know, I talk to a lot of people in this town, the Chiefs have about 12 to 14 guys that they view as first-round talents right now in the draft, 12 to 14. So being in that top 10 has given them the opportunity to get what they consider a true first-round talent in this draft. Because every year you look at the drafts and you're like, how many true first-round players are there? And there's usually somewhere between 15 and 17, maybe. You know, on a good year, we'll talk to Binkley about that on Wednesday and kind of find out. But I do know that, like, the Chiefs have 12 to 14 guys, I believe, right now that they consider first-round talents on the board. And picking number 9 assures you're going to get one of those guys that you have a first-round talent grade on. So that's the good news. I mean, I don't think, like, waking up this morning, I don't think anybody should be mad, guys, that the Chiefs aren't in the playoffs. We've had time to get over that at this point in time, right? Like, this needs to be now as we move forward, the healing process, however you want to kind of, you know, describe it, moving forward with this thing. I think the anger, that probably dissipated back in week 13 or 14 where you wrote season over week 14, the loss to Houston. I think everybody kind of started, you know, healing. You had the holidays to get in the way, and now we're just on to the off season, and it's a good thing to have a top 10 pick. You got to take advantage of it right now.
And realistically, you're probably picking 7th overall, because I would assume the first two picks of the draft will take quarterbacks. I think the Raiders have to take Mendoza. Maybe they don't have to, but I would assume that they would. Geno Smith is not going to be their quarterback next year. I don't think Pete Carroll is going to come back. What do teams do with a new coach and a number one overall pick with a quarterback waiting? They normally do that.
Yeah. So the Raiders do have the first pick, right?
Yeah, with the Giants beating the Cowboys, it solidified their number one overall pick yesterday.
Right. So Raiders first, Jets second.
Quarterback.
So right?
Now you go from 9 to 7.
Arizona number 3. They need a quarterback too. Like, how many quarterbacks are we talking? Fernando Mendoza obviously is going to be one
depends
or two.
Depends on what you believe in. Right, and not Raiola. He's to come back. What's the kid?
Raiola's transferred, right?
Yeah. What's the kid?
Yes,
from?
Yes, he did.
He did.
Oh yeah, he went into the portal. Yeah, he's in the portal.
He's come back. Well, what's the kid from the you hate out of Vanderbilt?
Oh yeah,
Diego Pavia.
He's not a top 10 draft pick.
Who are the top quarterbacks?
Diego Pavia, is Dylan Gabriel, and that is not really.
Or he's
hyperbolic.
Like a hybrid between. He's like the really poor man's Baker Mayfield and the rich man's Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, best.
And he's like not a first gray matter of that. And then you have
It's Dante Moore from Oregon. If he declares, he will be the first overall pick.
Also,
in my opinion.
Let's not sleep on this kid from Ole Miss. Well, also, it's a great story.
It's a great story. Trinidad Chambliss.
And he could possibly, because you know the backup that was the starter, you know where he's going to school next year.
Texas Tech?
Mizzou.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
So Eli.
I just guessed Tech because they're getting everybody.
They're getting everybody.
All right. So
but people will reach on quarterbacks, right? They always do in the top five. True. So while you're saying Diego Pavia is not a first round draft pick, it's never stopped an NFL team from drafting Kyler Murray.
Yeah, but
again, Kyler Murray.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Or Josh Rosen.
True. Yeah, that's true. That's a terrible pick. True.
But I mean,
a bad one.
And I'm talking like before the Chiefs pick. I think there'll be at least one, possibly two quarterbacks taken. You know, after that pick, you're going to have to protect Jackson Dart. They're taking a lineman. They're going to take the best offensive tackle available at their position.
Or they may go defense, too. I mean, you know, they could continue to stack that. It depends on who their head coach is, too.
Right.
You know?
We also saw what happened to that quarterback all year long. Yep. Part of it was self-inflicted.
Yes.
So I asked Mac a question. I'm going to ask you this question. The Chiefs went 6-11 this year. Do you believe... Is there more belief that you have that Andy Reid will get back to a Super Bowl or that he will have a season like this or worse again?
It's so hard to get to a Super Bowl, and it's so easy to have a bad season.
913-586-7965. Andy Reid gets back to a Super Bowl or they have another season like this or worse under his tenure.
I'm going to go with the Super Bowl because these seasons are actually more rare for Andy Reid than Super Bowl seasons. How many times has he been the Super Bowl as a head coach? Five here in Kansas City.
Six.
So he's been to the Super Bowl six times. How many losing seasons has he had? Three?
I think so.
Three or four?
He hasn't won as a Chiefs coach.
This is his first losing season as a Chiefs coach.
His worst season before this was 9-7 in year two when they played a first place schedule.
No, his last 2 years in Philly were
as a Chiefs head coach.
Oh, as a Chiefs head coach. Yeah, 9-7 before. Right. So I'm going to say there was probably four seasons that Andy Reid finished below 500 as a head coach in this league.
Yeah.
Right.
Four.
Three in Philly and one here, right?
Yep.
And
he
so
500 exactly one other year.
So he has gone to the Super Bowl more than he has finished under 500 in his career. Let that marinate out there in Fire Andy Reid land, okay, where those people are residing. Andy Reid has been to the Super Bowl more times than he's had losing records as a head coach in the NFL. So to answer your question, I would lean towards Super Bowl because the math tells me the odds are better that Andy Reid's going to go to the Super Bowl than have a losing season. And that's weird. It's
because
bizarre.
What you said at the start of the show is that next year could be a rebuild year.
Yeah, could be a rebuild year. Yeah, absolutely. Now, is rebuild 9-8? Is rebuild, 8-9? That type. What is a rebuild type of year? But I do believe, like, they also thought the first year of Patrick Mahomes was going to be an 8-8 year.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. But I know just from talking to enough people, clearly I do, that this organization is going to have one of those kind of a reboot, if you will. To try to kind of get back to where they need to be.
But from every single level.
Yeah.
Outside of Clark, Mark, and Brett.
Yeah.
Those are safe, obviously, and Andy.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get after four, it's everybody's.
Guess
what? Pelissero and Rapoport are reporting that Nagy's more than likely the fit for Tennessee. We'll see if it happens.
Well, he did not sign a contract extension this past offseason. And I know from talking to enough people that he is going to be a hot commodity this offseason. So there is a reason why he did not sign a contract extension. Look, when you're an offensive coordinator in Kansas City, you're not really the offensive coordinator, right? You're just kind of there because Andy, it's Andy's offense. And I think guys who want to grow in their jobs and want to do more, like Mac, let's take you for example. Let's say you got a hosting opportunity somewhere to go be a full-time host, and that's what you always wanted to do. I would expect you to take that job and go do that because that helps you grow as a person, right? It helps you grow as a human, as a person in their industry. And I think Matt wants to grow a little bit more and get out and spread his wings a little bit because, again, people think he was a bad head football coach. He took Mitchell Trubisky to the playoffs two times in 3 years in Chicago. And so he's going to have opportunities out there. I'm excited to see what kind of opportunities he does have.
No, and he should want to go take those. That's good for him. I'm excited. And I think it could be a beneficial parting of ways for both, honestly.
If they make the right decision, though, but if they fall back on Eric Bieniemy or Mike Kafka,
I agree.
That sucks.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That sucks.
Don't go back to the well. I love this text to answer your question, Dusty. If Andy coaches like he has the last 2 years, he will never sniff the playoffs again.
I do think that's two years.
I agree. I think we talk about that last Super Bowl run to the Eagles. That was on fumes, man. That was nothing new, nothing innovative. That was fumes and a good team and the best quarterback ever. That was not Andy Reid.
And it was working. Yeah. Why get in the way of that?
Yeah, now of course, it was
working. But barely, it was. And you still got to the Super Bowl. And now you've had the opportunity to hit that reset button. You can't hit the reset button when you're going to the World Series or when you're going to the Super Bowl.
It's true.
Even if you need to hit the reset button, you can't. Because it's hard to continue it. Look, I go back to an old story that Scott Pioli told me. He said, I should have fired Todd Haley after that year. We went 10-6 and made the playoffs. He goes, but all you guys would have crushed me in the media and we couldn't do it. We're coming off a 10-6 season. We made it to the playoffs. I can't fire the head coach. Even though it would have been the right decision to do, I couldn't do that. And so winning gets in the way of you making those decisions. The minute you start to lose and it's not going that way, now you get the opportunity to make all those changes that maybe you've been wanting to make for a while.
It's interesting. But not talking playoffs, talking future of the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up next on the other side, though, do want to get into some more of that as we talk about that. But we'll also talk to Derek Johnson one last time. Put a bow on the season with DJ next here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
96.5 The Fan, you're on for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free.
National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.